iWatch weather forecast, and it's time for Let's Talk. Time for Let's Talk, brought home to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home, making me hungry. Rachel Kinnick from the Grinnell Area Chamber of Commerce.
Your breakfast is already worn off?
I haven't had breakfast.
Oh, what? Don't you come in at like four in the morning or something crazy?
Yeah, but I don't eat before 8. I'm on one of those things where I'm watching, you know.
Oh, you're watching your calories,
yeah,
huh?
So I don't eat before 8 o'clock.
Oh,
and
well, then I'm sure.
8 o'clock. I have a 12-hour window where I just gorge myself.
I'm but sure that our discussion right off air there is probably
making me nuts.
Yeah.
Because we were talking about it, because, you know, last time you were in.
Yes.
And I was accusing you of killing off restaurants.
Oh, I love the accusations. That's great. Yeah.
Well, it's either you or the mayor.
Happy Thursday.
And he just got reelected, so I'm figuring what the heck. Yeah. we had a just by happenstance, there's like 3-4 restaurants all of a sudden just all go toes up here. But now it's like the opposite.
Right. Yeah. The last couple of weeks, we've actually welcomed 3 new restaurants. So I think the last time I was in was not even a month ago, and we had lost 3 or 4, like you said. And so it kind of felt like that, you know, the sky is falling kind of, you know, approach a little bit just because of the timing of all of those. And I think, again, that was really more coincidental in timing more than anything. I don't think it's a sign of anything bigger than that. But yeah, we've been fortunate now in the last week to 10 days to welcome 3 new restaurants back into the downtown specifically. So that's really, really exciting. So Hometown Heroes right across the street here, Jay's Deli, which is in the back of the coffee shop, and then Salino's, which is a kind of a pop-up restaurant in the periodic table at Hotel Grinnell, which is an Italian dining experience. So
when they say pop-up, for those of us who are unwashed and uninformed, what the heck is a pop-up?
Well, I think it... Essentially, so what my understanding through having a discussion with the restaurateurs earlier this week is that it's a contract kind of deal. So they have a contract with the hotel to provide food there for at least the next 6 months. And so that's kind of why they're deeming it this pop-up restaurant. But I can tell you, and I'm sure many of our restaurateurs would tell you the same thing, you know, when you are looking at starting a restaurant, one of the biggest barriers to entry is the cost of the equipment and just in general your startup costs. And so the idea of this new, you know, Salino's being in an existing space that already has all of the equipment and everything like that has really reduced their barrier to entry. And so really trying to identify if Grinnell is a good fit for their restaurant. They have another existing space in, I believe it's Wellman, which is over eastern Iowa a bit. And so this is kind of a great way for them to test the waters on Grinnell and for Grinnell to test the waters and make sure that this is kind of something that they'll be interested in. The community will be interested in and will support. So kind of an interesting model. I don't know that I've ever seen this in other places, but kind of unique. And I think if it works out, could really be something unique that could be tried moving forward as well. Like I said, it really kind of helps bring down that barrier to entry for somebody new and looking to explore in a new community as well. Oftentimes you'll see folks as they're starting a restaurant maybe dabble a little bit with either some caterings or with a food truck or something like that. And our community is just not quite big enough to be able to support those types of things. And so this is a different way and a more unique way, I think, in a brick and mortar space.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, we've got a few of those sitting around there empty now. So, you know, because I know I'd like the Old China Sea. They had a full restaurant. I always thought that would be a great place for, you know, when they had the fire there and they were looking for the...
Yeah,
for the Mexican restaurant, they could just move right on in there because they had all the equipment back there, and there was a full kitchen situation. So
yeah, you know, I always say timing has to be right for everybody and every party in those situations, and I think that was one of the challenges there. And of course, that building has been has sold to someone else since that time, and has really been remodeled and kind of my understanding is actually gutted the inside so that it's. I haven't actually been in there, but kind of a really interesting space for somebody to rent. So if you're interested, if you're looking for a space and wanting to do something kind of in the downtown area, like you said, there are a few buildings, not a lot, which is also a great thing. You know, we don't have a ton of spaces downtown, which is great, but there are certainly a few in those key areas that are still available for lease.
Not a ton of parking either, especially now downtown in the lunch hour. It's like, whoop, okay,
yeah.
you can't find a place to park.
You know, it was interesting over the last, 9 months or so, while we had a couple of restaurants out, you know, on Main Street specifically, you could actually come downtown and find a few parking spots. Not often, but a few. And now that those restaurants have opened up again, it's definitely a challenge. But I always say, you know, parking is a... in my opinion, is a good problem to have. You know, you don't want to go to a community, or people don't tend to go to communities where there's just ample parking, and because that means there's not a lot of business, not a lot of things happening in the downtown. And so ours is definitely on the opposite end of that spectrum. But I always say a parking problem is a good problem to have, but definitely something we still need to work on and address.
We're going to get to Jingle Bell Holiday in just a second.
Sure.
Because we're 15 days away. And I saw they had the they got the snowflakes up.
They
now.
They did.
That's so
yes.
Fun. Yes. So adding to that holiday
city,
feel.
Yeah. As is the temperature. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. So we'll talk about that. But I want to get your, because, you know, we got two. We're getting national exposure here in Grinnell.
We are.
Somewhat during the political season every 4 years. But really, I mean, a couple of CNN town halls, live CNN town halls. I mean, that's...
It's a busy week.
That's got to be good exposure. I mean, that's got to be something good for promoting Grinnell. Even though it's Grinnell College, it's still the Grinnell.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think, you know, we've worked really hard. Our office, the city office, the college have worked really hard in integrating Grinnell College, Grinnell community, and not making it this divisive, you know, the college and the community, but really making it all about raising all of our boats. And so anytime we have an opportunity like this, yes, the event itself is on Grinnell College's campus, but what a great thing for our community. There are a lot of people, you know, coming to our community for this event specifically, which obviously is helping our restaurants, our retailers, our hotels, all of those types of things. And not only that, but putting Grinnell on the map in kind of a national spotlight, if you will, for just hosting the event and being able to have some live shots of the community and the campus and everything like that, too, where we get some of that national recognition.
Now we just need a Super Bowl.
There you go. I joked with someone last a couple weeks ago that the only thing we missed in Central Park was a collapsible ceiling. Right?
Right.
So we could open up the I think that was actually after our Prairie Palooza event where it rained the whole day and I was like, ah! But yeah, I don't know how much that would have cost. Probably not in the budget, right?
Yeah, probably significantly more than trying to run electricity into the park.
Yes.
We're talking with
significantly
Rachel,
more than
talking
that.
Talking with Rachel Kinnick, Executive Director of Grinnell Area Chamber of Commerce. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back and talk about Central Park and Jingle Bell Holiday. When we return, this is Let's Talk.
Let's talk about Mayflower Community just south of downtown Grinnell. You choose the way you want to live in the Mayflower Community with options to suit individual lifestyles and income levels. You can enjoy the living you've earned. There are many choices for independent living, including affordable campus apartments. There are patio homes and the Water Tower Square apartments. The hardest choice at Mayflower Community is when and where to eat. Whether the dining room or the bistro, there's daily dining with an open menu. There's catering, there are special meals and holiday meals to share with family and friends. Mayflower Community features a health center, rehab care, and assisted living. The Mayflower Community invites you to take a tour of the campus on Broad Street in Grinnell. Call 641-236-6151 or browse Mayflower Grinnell. Mayflower Community in Grinnell, a place to call home.
Back on Let's Talk with Rachel Kinnick, Executive Director of the Grinnell Area Chamber of Commerce. You still are, right?
I am.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I like to check.
I'm still
like,
there.
Stay
yeah.
up to date. You know? keep my files up to date.
Yes.
Jingle Bell Holiday, 15 days and counting.
I hadn't actually put the day counter on my desk yet.
So
that's, there you go. 15 days, folks. There you have it. July. What? No. November 22nd. So 15 days away.
Spoken like a true retailer. You want to start that Christmas season back in July. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. I will own up to it now. Last night was unplugged night for the school district, and right. So, you know, no electronics, all of that kind of stuff. And I thought, well, what fun things should we do for a family activity? I was like, I got it. We're going to put up our first Christmas tree. So We put up our Christmas tree last night at home. So, you know, you have to, though. Well, you don't. I mean,
I don't.
Not everyone has to. I realize that. But for me and promoting events like this, it really does help me get in the holiday spirit because we are only 15 days out. And so it's helpful to just kind of, you know, go through that. And I happen to love Christmas as well. So that's always helpful. But
I love Christmas, too. But I'd like to let Thanksgiving happen before it.
Oh, well, know? I do both.
Okay.
Simultaneously.
Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jingle Bell Holiday.
Jingle Bell Holiday, November 22nd from 5 to 8 p.m. And lots of activities going on downtown. We're still accumulating that list. In fact, I had several emails back and forth with folks yesterday trying to finalize locations and details and all of that. But our list is ever changing and being ever, you know, frequently updated on our website at getintogrinnell.com. You can go there and see a full list of all of the events and activities happening that evening all around downtown and with lots of community partners. So what I love about this event, and I think I say it every year, but I talk about it because I love it, is the fact that it's not just our retail community and our restaurant community that get into Jingle Bell Holiday, but really all of our businesses, and whether they happen to be in the Central Business District or not. So we've got lots of folks from outside of the Central Business District who are actually partnering with businesses in this area who will be able to come down and just have a fun evening downtown and getting out and seeing the community. And, of course, you know, tucking away some ideas for your shopping lists as well. If you don't happen to do that evening, I think it's always a great time to just kind of see what our businesses have to offer and then make your plans to come back if you've not done that already.
Yeah. And, of course, lots of activities that go along with all that. You know, the Empty Bowls fundraiser that goes on during there. There's, I mean, just tons of stuff that goes
on. Tons of stuff. The Empty Bowls fundraiser will be at the Grinnell Area Arts Council, and that is a fundraiser for MICA. So any proceeds that they make go directly to MICA. This year, St. Mary's Church in the rec center there, or in the parish hall, is doing a canned food competition. And so they're actually seeking teams now. And so you'll get, you'll bring in canned food and make a display out of it. And then you can go in and vote for your favorite, money, and then all of the canned food as well is a donation back to MICA also. So a really cool, concept there. We've got the Winter Farmers Market that will be held in conjunction with Jingle Bell Holiday.
A lot of frozen vegetables.
That will be in Hotel Grinnell this year in the ballroom there. So that'll be Friday evening and then again on Saturday morning. That's something new for that group. So they've not done that yet before. So that's happening. The children's choir will be performing at the UCC Church as well as lots of different activities. So just a ton of different activities. Of course, Santa will be in town. He'll be at Grinnell State Bank again this year starting at 5:30, but it all really kicks off in Central Park. So bundle up because it sounds like our forecast is, you know, under freezing for the foreseeable future. But that's just this time of year. But yeah, we'll kick everything off in Central Park with the tree lighting and the lighting of the park itself at about 5:15 that evening. So lots of fun downtown, and certainly want to encourage you to mark your calendar if you haven't already and make plans to come down and support our services as well as all of our retailers, of course.
Of course, last year the decorations won award.
They did.
For Central Park. So,
yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I noticed the little elves have been working very hard to get even more stuff for this year.
They have. In fact, a couple of them were walking in and out of our office yesterday, bringing in more and more displays and lights and all sorts of fun things. But the group that helped spearhead the Central Park holiday decorating last year did receive a governor's award for a volunteer of the year. And so that was really great to see just the culmination of all of their efforts come to be not only in the park itself, but also through that award. And so a really great way to recognize them for all of their commitment to the event. Again, not only last year, but also this year. Many of them are back for year two and have brought in some more helpers as well. So
you mentioned the S word, Santa. Is he going to be...
At least it wasn't snow, right?
Yeah. Is he going to be... I know you were working on getting groups or civic groups or whatever to host Santa in
yes.
Central Park. Is that going to happen again this year?
It is, yes. So we will have... Santa will kick things off for us on Jingle Bell Holiday, but then he'll also be back Saturdays after Thanksgiving. Or Saturdays in December, I guess I should say. And so different civic groups will be hosting him and in the park, in the shelter itself. So yeah, we would encourage you to come downtown for those. Again, that information I think is still brewing, but will be up on our website in the very near future, and you'll start to see some promotions for that. And of course, we'll be back to share more about it on the radio as well. But mark your calendars for those Saturdays so that you can visit Santa and come downtown again.
That'll have to be our final word with Rachel Kinnick from the Grinnell Area Chamber of Commerce on Let's Talk, brought to you by Mayflower Community, a place to call home. KGR in Grinnell, it's 8 o'clock.
It's a fake con job. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.